You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco band Nervous Lovers is the married music duo of Bevan Fernandez and Andrew Gomez. The couple released their sophomore album called Electric Dread in 2017, and they recently returned from touring Europe to promote the project. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, Bevan and Andrew tell us about how they met and what inspired their latest album.
There's this eureka moment that happens, I think, when you're working on a song where it goes from being just a collection of sounds to actually a vessel for emotions and things like that. Not to get too pretentious about it, but where you kind of go, wow, this is, I mean, that's what we're all, I think everyone who's an artist is looking for that.
My name is Bevan Fernandez.
And my name is Andrew Gomez. And we are
Nervous Lovers. Seeing those city lights in the distance. Seeing those city lights freaks me out. I just keep on moving. I grew up in South City, in South San Francisco. And I basically was lucky enough to start music at a pretty young age. Started playing piano when I was about 5 years old or so. In fourth grade, I started playing oboe, and I got to play through the public school system and got to have that whole experience of performing and, you know, with like, you know, 50 plus other musicians. It was a really great experience.
Yeah, and I'm basically the son of Cuban immigrants, so music was always around growing up. And then I'd say right around when I was 12, you know, I started discovering my own kind of music, like being like, you know, Nirvana, alternative rock, that sort of thing. And through my friends, I would learn how to just little techniques. How do you do that? Oh, bending a string. How do you hold your hands? That sort of thing. So kind of the opposite of what how Bevan learned. It was mainly through ear and just trying to figure out songs I liked on the radio or whatever. It took some bass lessons, I think, when I was 17, because I wanted to learn a little bit more. And the guy ended up trying to get me to like buy pot and cocaine from mom. And I'm like, I think I can figure out the rest on my own. Thanks, dude. I was in bands when we met. That's actually how we met. It's just at a show that I was playing, and we kind of worked on ourselves and our relationship first. I'd say for at least 8 years, something like that.
I was always really supportive of Andrew's music projects. I remember when we first met, he's kind of like, you know, my band is really important. I'm like, yeah, I'm not trying to stop you from doing that. I value it.
You know, I had some songs that didn't work with the other projects I was doing, and I wanted to kind of go in more of an electronic direction, and it just kind of naturally worked together. I don't think it would have worked together the other way. Like, if we had met to work on music together and then worked on a relationship, I think it could have been a little too rocky.
I was into music and all of that, but I never really considered, like, or really thought for myself to play the music that I kind of, like, enjoyed listening to. It wasn't really a world I was looking to enter, but Andrew was basically the one that encouraged me to tap into that sort of side.
You know, we're married, so we're in it for the long haul. So knowing that we're together, it just kind of makes it easier We know how to talk to each other, how to respect each other's ideas, how to disagree in a civil way, you know.
Sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Us just having our relationship, I mean, it's never totally figured out, but somewhat figured out, or somewhat to a place where we can be pretty blunt and honest and straightforward with each other. And when it came to Electric Dread, we had just a little more of a focus, I think. And we'd gone through some sad, a lot of loss in the past like handful of years. And so I think it was sort of like working through some of that, because there was a lot of grief that we dealt with as we're writing the album and even as we're recording it. So that definitely had an influence.
We didn't really go into it going, oh, okay, well, I want to deal with my parents' deaths with through this album, or, you know, our friends' deaths. It just kind of, you kind of see this reflection looking back at you and you go, oh, wow, I guess that's what this is about.
This is what I've been going through.
Right.
And,
it's like,
yeah,
after
and
the fact.
And it was very clear what songs were right and what songs weren't. And it all kind of made sense to us.
We don't even really know where we're going next, and it's kind of an exciting time, you know, at least for us.
It's kind of freeing. It feels a little like, okay, we can just, who knows what we're going to do. So that's I think I'm really excited about that. That's for sure.
Just it feels like we can do anything at this, at this point. And, you know, with Electric Dread, it felt like we just had to do it, you know, for all the reasons that we said, earlier, with just some of the grief that we were dealing with. It was almost like a record that we just had to do for our own mental health, or whatever the case may be. And here it kind of feels like, whoa, we can go any direction that we want. Just the possibilities are exciting.